This is JIS News. Coming up, Red Stripe opens eco-friendly farmhouse in St. Catherine. Government to implement special economic zone in short order. And Jamaica Customs Agency surpasses revenue target. The news in detail after the break.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. Red Stripe has officially opened an eco-friendly farmhouse in Wallen St. Catherine to expand cassava production as a substitute for imported barley. The 250-acre property will house an office and provide accommodation for workers. The house consists of 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, a kitchen, office and living and dining areas, and 2 verandas. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the farmhouse demonstrates what can be achieved through public-private sector collaboration.
So we therefore welcome the opportunity of this facility, which undoubtedly will contribute significantly to the economic development of this community in Wallens and Cheesfield. As the government continues its economic reform program, the agricultural sector is determined to play its part by spurring growth and sustainability, even while we increase import substitution.
The farm will not only produce cassava tubes, but also help to reduce the company's carbon footprint. The cassava initiative, dubbed Project Grow, forms part of plans by Red Stripe to replace 20% of imported inputs, primarily barley, used in the brewing of its beer by 2016. Plans are advanced to transition the country into the Special Economic Zone SEZ regime, as evidenced by the passage of the SEZ Act in the House of Representatives last week. Under the Special Economic Zone Act 2015, the existing Export Free Zone Act will be repealed, effectively ending the free zone regime in Jamaica. Government intends to promulgate the SEZ Act by December 31. Operators of free zone entities are therefore being urged to make immediate contact with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce to provide information on their free zone facilities. This to facilitate a seamless transition for free zone entities. Consultations are now being hosted by the Ministry in Kingston and Montego Bay with free zone promoters to highlight the differences and similarities between the free zone and SEZ regime. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government continues to work towards the long-term expansion, development and diversification of the tourism industry. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the Tourism Enhancement Fund has already made major investments in the development of attractions and other tourism-related facilities. She says under the thrust to improve the tourism product, the capital city of Kingston will receive major focus. Attention will also be given to the development of other sites across the island, especially in St. Anne, Falmouth, and Port Royal.
We're also developing other outstanding heritage sites. These include Civil, where evidence of the British, Spanish, and the Taino civilizations are preserved. Falmouth, the most intact example of a Georgian town in the Caribbean, and Port Royal with its sunken city and the memory of pirates and the Caribbean rum and sugar trade.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing the 14th annual Sandals Resorts International Star Awards at Sandals White House Resort in Westmoreland. And the Jamaica Customs Agency has surpassed its revenue target for the period April 1 to November 30. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Reese said collections amounted to $119.26 billion for the period, 13% more than the $105.2 billion target set by the Ministry of Finance. Major Reese says the increase in revenue and collections is attributable to a realignment of the agency's organizational structure and the incorporation of information technological solutions, including intelligence alerts and a risk management plan and matrix.
To date, the agency has attained 74% of the annual target of $161.479 billion, with average monthly collection being $14.9 billion. The agency has consistently surpassed its monthly collection targets, ranging from a low of 2% in July 2015 to a high of 21% in October 2015.
Major Reese says petroleum products, motor vehicles, and cigarettes are major contributors to the agency's increased revenue performance. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.